USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump is visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The actor that brought the comic book hero Black Panther to life has died. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
Actor Chadwick Boseman lost a 4-year battle with colon cancer. It started at stage 3 and then progressed to stage 4. In addition to earning worldwide acclaim as the superhero, Boseman also brought baseball legend Jackie Robinson to life in the film 42. The actor also had a viral moment when he hosted Saturday Night Live when he brought the leader of Wakanda into a Black Jeopardy sketch. Boseman was surrounded by his wife and family when he died. He was 43.
A 25-year-old Nevada man appears to be the first documented case of COVID-19 reinfection in the U.S. Researchers reported that a patient who tested positive with the virus in April, then tested negative twice afterwards, was reinfected with the virus in May. Researchers found both illnesses were two genetically distinct iterations of the same virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The pandemic has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classrooms. John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs, when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first retailer is going out of business. USA's John Hunt reports.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.